Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And if you are in the market for a used car, what should you know? Joining us now is John Linkove, who's deputy auto editor at Consumer Reports. John, welcome to Here and Now.
Jeremy, thank you for having me.
So when people go in to buy a used car, do most of them know what they're doing?
Most people don't know what they're doing, unfortunately. A lot of times people go in to buy a used car out of a desperation or a need. They go in and they buy almost what they find. You know, they go to kick the tires maybe and they drive out with a vehicle, whether it's new or used, but particularly used.
What factors determine the price of a used car?
Well, the market sets the price in the sense of the wholesale price. So it's basically supply and demand. A used car, say it's something that you own, you trade in your car, and you're buying a new car. The dealership will decide based on the wholesale market out there if they want to keep it or not. If they don't, they send it out to an auction, but mostly the mileage, the age of the vehicle, some of the wear and tear, and also just how many are out there.
One of the things that surprised me was when you look at what's out there, what's on the market, how many cars have like 130,000 miles on them, which when I was growing up, that would be a crazy amount of miles on a car. It's not really like that today, though, is it?
Well, people are holding on to their cars a lot longer. The average car is 11 years old, and that's because it's been handed a couple times. Mm-hmm. But that's also because so many more used cars are sold than new cars each year. So they're trading and they keep going.
But how much is too much when it comes to mileage?
Well, again, it depends on the reliability of the vehicle. You know, you can get plenty of vehicles that go out 200,000 miles. You know, we see from Ford Ranger pickup trucks, which unfortunately a lot of them have a Takata airbag issue going on right now, but they could be reliable. You can have a Toyota Camry that goes 200,000 miles. At the same time, you can have a car that has a lot of electronics, and at 75 to 100,000 miles, you don't want to be getting into repairs with that.
But you're saying look at the brand of the car.
Well, brand is a start, but look at the specific model. You have to start digging down. You have to use information like at ConsumerReports.org, but on other sites as well, to look at reliability information.
Where do the used cars that you find at most used car dealerships come from?
Well, what you're going to see now and in the next few years, you're going to see a lot of off-lease cars. And if you see a lot of cars at used car dealerships with the 30 to 40,000 miles, that means they're off-lease because car prices are so creeping – not really creeping, jumping up. A couple years ago, it was $27,500, then $29,500. Now almost $30,000 is the average new car. It's a tough thing for people, and that's the average car. You know, you're talking a Honda Accord, Toyota Camry. We're not talking about the people who are buying BMW 3 Series, Audi A5s, et cetera. Right. But a lot of the other ones are just people trading in. Sometimes people buy a car a couple years, either they're over their head in it, they can't make the payments, or they just want something new.
What's a red flag that you would warn consumers about when they're buying a used car?
There's a lot of things. You can do the sniff test. Go in, and if it smells musty, smells oily, smells like something, you know, there's an engine problem or a water problem, something like that. Start it up. Puffs of blue smoke or white smoke out of the exhaust.
That would be a no-no.
It'd be a no-no because you're having water issues. You're having oil mixing with the fuel, you know, coolant leaks, stuff like that. One of the really good things is to go and if you're serious on a car, you get the vehicle identification number. It's called the VIN. It's on a plate in front of the driver's side window or you can get it on the registration. If you're looking at a private sale particularly, but even at a dealer, ask them to run the VIN in their service records and see what the history of that car is. How often does the car come in and out of service? Did it bounce around? Oh, my gosh. Why was it at Audi of Brookline, but it was originally at Audi down in Virginia? And why was it Audi of Ohio? Not to pick on Audi, but why did this car bounce all over the place? You start wondering if it was shuttled around. You just begin to get a history of the life. So you do the sniff test. Run your hands underneath the fenders, you know, look and see if the lights are fogged oddly. Mm-hmm. It's things that you
would
notice on
your car. What does that
tell
you if the lights are fogged?
So if you see that the lights are kind of fogged, it means that there was probably a water issue, maybe a flood. So, you know, if there's a moisture, condensation that looks like it's inside the lights, avoid that
car. That's
a
bad thing.
Yep. You know, you want to look for rust on things like screws. Look on the seats. If the seat bolts don't look like they're painted and they look new and the rest of the car looks like it's aged, seats were replaced. Why were the seats replaced? Why does the carpet seem a little different on one side? Why is there rust underneath the inside of the lips of the engine bay? Stuff like that, you begin to look and see those are problems, a big problematic car.
Will that be a problem, though, if they've made it look as good as new? If the car runs, is it a problem that the seats were replaced?
Well, you know what it is? You can have new seats and you can have new headlights, but so many computers in the car today. And a lot of the computers sit underneath the seats. The wiring runs underneath the seats. An amplifier for a stereo will be in the trunk somewhere. If it had water in there, they may replace the carpeting, but they may not have replaced the amplifier. They may have replaced the amplifier, but not all the wiring. And you start getting into those types of cascading problems. So
the dealer, you're saying, can basically dress up the car so that it seems like it's great, but then you'll find out very soon that it's not.
It could be a middleman between the dealer. Someone could buy it and then send it back out to auction. It'll be much more of a smaller lot that's going to do it. They're going to take a risk on a car that was a flood car. The flood car may be from, say, New Orleans.
Or Hurricane Harvey in Houston.
A Hurricane Harvey type car. Every time there's a huge hurricane like that, cars get bounced to other states where it's easy to wash the title. You keep titling the car. Eventually, someone misses the stamp or the stamp is very small. Then all of a sudden, it shows up in the Northeast. And it looks really great. And it's for someone who's on a budget. And it's hard for a person, you know, with a lower credit rating or who's, you know, kind of pinned against the wall budget-wise to go to a frontline dealership. So they're going to go to a secondary, a corner guy or something like that. And that's where you really run into trouble.
When a used car is certified, what does that mean?
So certified is a term to say that it's been very well inspected. The dealership has taken a risk on the car and they're going to say, well, you know what? It's pretty clean. There don't seem to be any problems with it. We're all happy to sell it because we're not going to take it back likely in a lot of warranty repairs. Mm-hmm. It's just an added bonus. It's like an extended warranty. You know, so figure the regular warranty lasts 3 years, 36,000, 4 years, 50,000 miles. This will extend the warranty. For the most part, you're going to say, these are probably pretty good vehicles, but it's good to get a certification from the manufacturer, not a third party. So if a Toyota dealership is selling a certified Camry, make sure it's certified right through Toyota and the dealership, not through a third party.
Should you haggle, negotiate with the dealer?
You absolutely should haggle as much as you can. Do your research. Look at, again, consumerreports.org has prices, ranges for cars. You can look on Auto Trader, you can look on all the different sites out there and see kind of what cars in that general mileage, price range, condition are going for. Make your offer. If you walk out and they say, no, wait, you know there's room. The best thing about used cars is that there's so many of them out there. As long as you don't fall in love with one, if it's got, you got to have it, you're going to pay for it. But if you're happy to say any Camry, any Chevy Malibu will do, you can keep looking.
It's John Linkov, who is deputy editor for autos at Consumer Reports. John, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And we'll post some of these tips about buying a used car at hereandnow.org.